Blog Talk Radio.
It's 11 o'clock.
You're listening to Impromptu Quiet to Scene, the Autistic Artist Meditation, with your host, your director, your artistic director manager, Maria Ilyu. And the poet is Maria Ilyu, and a person who's doing meditation is Brian Burns. So, as we're waiting, we're going to start off with some poems. Invisible rooms. Unique rooms within our brain, more rooms or less, bigger or smaller, because we're all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet. The sound's comforting, plenty of place to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents, rooms to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replay the past. There are some filled with light, and others darker than the moonless night. There are even a special place to store the tears we shed to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance. During the tantrum and joy of a single life. Sorry, mispronounced the word. A room of remembrance storing the traumas and joys of a single life. So we learn instead of finally forgetting either. We're all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness, and the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms. Maria's poem, Invisible Rooms. Unique rooms within our brains, more rooms or less. Bigger or small, because we're all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet, the sounds comforting. Plenty of place to store the deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Room to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music, while others replay the past. There are some filled with light, and others darker than the moonless night. They are even a special place to store the tears we shed to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance storing the traumas and joys of a single life so we learn instead of blindly forgetting either. We are all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness, and the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms. Lessons. Darkest moments of emotions travel through rooms in my brain. Stories shift person to person, leaving confusion. Can't focus, time to process, feeling creeps within like a tidal wave of anxiety, sadness, scary, gushing feelings through our therapy, silence, lost for words, support my stories or share autism wisdom of life experiences. My mind slips into darkness of sadness. My brain tries to focus, absorbing information, hiding tears in the corners of my room, or retreating into my own world. I remain strong. God's blessings, angels' gifts, eternal love, new direction of life, mysteries of his teachings, prayers. Friend of sounds, child of light, in spirituality, visualizing angels surrounding me with love, hugs, and synergy, receiving blessings, overjoy experiences, doors of opportunities, opening my gifts and talents, gushing forth, joy in new direction, memory support, life's lessons surges into awareness, emotions pouring out, puddles of tears, words disappear into silence, can't express just yet. The core of my soul emerging, the child of light, slowly adjusting to the brilliant light of day. Words floating, then seeking yet mute, friend of silence in my own world, lost but not forever. Others tries to express their empathy, a perfect phrase, offering some comfort message. Piece of wisdom, taking them in, experience a greater perceptive, formatting my own understanding. I am the mother, rocking her own inner child, hearing her cries in newfound joy of expression, searching for connecting in the confusing world. Pin drop, listening carefully, language designing a new direction, fresh new beginnings for a friend of silence, tranquility within, comments of thought, conscious review of suffering. I cry as emotions runs wild through my veins on a voyage it seems but to wear. Body swaying, rocking, soothing layers of nerves traveling around my body, comforting, relaxing. My tears store untold stories of who I am as an autistic person without conversing a single word. Opportunities of perform on stage without words, through dance, motions, and expressiveness of my eyes. My inner voice, sometimes silent, frustrating as words float away, trying to express myself yet mute. This lost connection of words is scary. We're going to welcome Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Maria. That was a wonderful poem. I was listening to it while you spoke.
Thank you.
Excellent.
So we're going to start off some meditation, and maybe we express how meditation can be for people with autism or anyone who needs to meditate to receive calmness within themselves and to relax.
Meditation is wonderful for everybody. It helps calm the mind. It helps open the mind to great thought. And it just helps us to be calm sometimes. But first, I'm going to start with the mantra. Then we'll do a meditation. And this I've done before, but this is the mantra 2 of Avalokiteshvara, who is the angel of mercy. And the name means the Lord, the avatar who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world. So the name of Avalokiteshvara means that, and when we chant that name, we're saying that prayer, praising this amazing being. So we'll start with that. Avalokiteshvara. 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 Avalokiteshvara.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Now, the meditation we're going to do is called Zen Breathing. And the idea is when we breathe in, we're born. If we hold our breath for a moment, that's our life. When we exhale, we touch death. And between the breaths, we're in a space called emptiness, where everything, which gives the possibility for everything to come into being. Now we're going in this meditation, if we can, we're going to sit with our hands in our lap, left hand over right, and we gently bring our hands together to form the shape of an offering bowl. The offering bowl is always empty. It's empty because we've given everything away, and it's empty because we're ready to receive and accept whatever life brings. And when we breathe in, we are born. And we breathe in the whole world without fear, without hesitation, in a state of total generosity, spaciousness, and equanimity. Then, when the lungs are gently filled to the top, we abide there for a few moments. And that's our life, beautiful and precious, when we hold on to it dearly. Then when we're relaxed and ready, we exhale. And when we exhale, we expire and touch death. And we give away everything we took in the in-breath, the whole world. And in the exact same spirit of freedom, fearlessness, spaciousness, generosity, and equanimity. Then when the lungs are gently emptied to the base, we abide there for a few moments. And that's where we touch the ground of emptiness itself, from which all things arise and to which all things return, where there is no self, no other, and all things interdepend, interbe, and interpenetrate. And we come to understand the truth of non-duality, that there is no separation between beings. And normally we would breathe this way for about 10 minutes, but since it's radio, we'll just breathe this way for a minute or two. This practice comes from the tradition of the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, who says when we learn to breathe in this mindful way, we are learning to breathe like a Buddha. It is inspired by the Heart Sutra, an important Buddhist text. So we'll sing the Gate Gate from the Heart Sutra, 4 times in Sanskrit and once in English. Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, Bodhisattva, 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 Gun, Gun, totally gone to the other shore to enlightenment. I'd say normally with that meditation, you would sit breathing silently for probably about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a wonderful meditation. It's very healing. It's very peaceful. And it brings us to another place. At least another place in our mind. So do you have another poem?
Yes, I... Okay, leave that to come up. Okay. This is about our own choices. You know, our own choices in life, you know, if you have health issues, a diagnosis, or it could be about anything. It's important message to have your own choice.
Right.
So sadness of news is receiving a diagnosis of cancer, maintaining strength beyond our wisdom within our own powers. Stand and I am, knowing yourself, speak truth within words of communication. It's extremely powerful, learning within our own choices, learning, designing our own individualized care, making healthy choices, reminder within ourselves is our own body. Developing network of medical team on the same page, listening, open ear, breaths of removal, you are beautiful, you are strong. The depth of deep connection, be with higher energy, the sorrows, pain, be optimistic, well, be observant within nature, walk around the lake, capture amazing scenery through the lens of camera, recollection of memories, photos of keepsake. I am worthy, breather, breathe, resign message.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it matches so perfectly with the practice we just did.
Yes. It's about, you know, it's about your making your own choice. I think that's important. And any own choices of life and what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And breathe through everything and, yeah, meditate and point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm looking for, open up another folder of poems. Yes, no one.
I can do another chant in the meantime if you want.
Yes, that sounds good. And I'll read another. And, yes, let's do that. Do another chant.
Okay. This is the chant to Green Tara. She's a saint, a goddess who helps people in trouble. Om Tore Tu Tore Tore Soha. 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 Om Tore Tu Tore Tore Soha.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
This is the rainy day, the rain sounds. Slowly awaken, absorbing tranquility environment, be the observer within myself. Breathe, breathe in, sending my energy, being balanced within my first steps, stand grounded who I am, be observant within quiet too. My ears listen to the beat, rocking to four notes early in the morning, rain sounds on a rainy day. Emotions of musical storyline themes, acting role through life experiences within impromptu themes through spoken phrases, expressing themselves. Unique medium within the gifted artist, storyteller of the narrator.
Very good.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And I have Angels of Tranquility. So that might go, you know, go well, go connected with what we're doing. Angels of Tranquility. Blue sky is lovely, emotions of serene, feeling good inside. I see angels flying in sky, sensitive to of my listening ear, hears angels laughing, draws me in all the amazing sight. How of my brain sharing my story, only people with an open mind. Pictures of art design, plays in video format, replays in receptively intuitive nature, natural angels flying, playing overjoyed with laughter. The warmth to the heart brings a smile charged upon the face. Angels of tranquility, harp plays the sounds of manly, relaxing, calming, eternal God's love.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
You have another one?
Yes, I have named energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observing, observation, absorbing energy, receiving messages of written dialogue, repeatedly reading in the corner of my mind, the world owns, striving deeper connection, drawing me in the world of truth beyond my wisdom.
Beautiful.
And I have courage through the winds. Unique forms of the winds intensify, moving quickly in a circle motion, moving around the body rapidly, swirling like confusion, creating a luminous sky of darkness inside. Tapping my nervous system, tiring, mind overwhelmed by emotions. Scattered leaves and twigs obscuring, pathway into my hidden self. Scrambling clarity as worries return, like an ominous wind. Carry upon my shoulders like a dead body weighing me down. Depressive winds echo my own cries, stirring each leaf as though they were tears. Your negative thoughts grows from others. They come and trip you up and smash your peace of mind. But winds can always shift just as choices do. Lighter winds lifting your veil of denial, stopping the stumbling, freeing yourself from a lifestyle defined by not understanding. Life's lessons are the gifts we create, exactly in timing based on the choice to accept them, see them, live them as an open heart. Clears the debris from the roads of our lives. Whether the pains of others or the doubts we bear inside, wings carry you on the power of the winds, living life to the fullest with God on your mind, within your prayers, learning from his teachings. Walking through the landscape of your emotions, a positive focus guides and provides the strength to travel through the winds.
That's beautiful, Maria.
Thank you.
Loved it. Thank you.
Would you have
Thank
to
you.
Share? Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. We can do another chant. We'll do Om Mani Padme Hum. This is the version where we blended and we alternated at one point with Alleluia, the Celtic Alleluia. So it's blending east and west.
Excuse me.
Good.
Where are the words when memories are triggered by others, blindsided and ripped from the present and dropped into the past? Where are the words when you know something isn't right, yet others insist you're wrong, so you ignore your instincts and suffer? Where are the words when you are frightened, when no one else understands? Are your feelings valid, or do you mistrust even yourself along with everyone else? Where are the words hidden inside as the waiting our strength to use them?
That's wonderful.
And so maybe we could do another meditation.
Sure. We're going to start this one just by following our breath. Breathing in slowly and gently, pausing a moment, and then breathing out slowly and gently. We allow our mind to experience everything that exists in this moment with us. Focusing on our breath, we become aware of our surroundings, colors, the objects, the room we're sitting in, the objects in the room, and the people in the room with us, if there are other people. Just experiencing everything and being aware of it, accepting it, embracing it, and accepting it as a true moment in time, a moment in eternity. And in that moment, we feel great peace, great ease, great comfort. and we feel our connection to everything around us without separation, without bias, without distinction. We accept the reality of everything around us. And we sanctify the place where we're sitting with this prayer. This ground, strewn with flowers and anointed with perfume. Adorned with Mount Meru, the sun and the moon. I imagine this to be a Buddha field and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure land. We can say a short mantra to Padmasambhava for protection and for sanctity, for sanctifying this space. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padmasideva. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padmasi Devam. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padmasi Devam. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padmasi Devam. Normally, at the end of a meditation like that, we would ring a bell or something. I forgot to keep my bell with me. Next time, I'll bring it. So, do you have another poem?
Yes. Observer photographer. Observer viewing through the lens of my camera, be observant within my gifts, the gifted artist's unique mediums, photographing my talents, the talented photographer, my enthusiasm, shooting nature scenes, magazines, modeling occasions, film documentaries, real estate and architecture, my secret heart.
I like it. Very good. That was great. Do you have another one? Hello, Maria. Hi, Maria. I'm not sure if you're still there. I'll just end with a really short